Hey, Drew, how are you, brother?
Brad, what's going on, man?
Hey, nothing to it. Nothing to it at all.
Excellent, man. It's good to hear from you. I haven't talked to you since I was on an alternative rock station, O-Rock 105.9 in Orlando, which flipped and started playing adult hits. So we're on a talk station now in Tampa. Great to reconnect. What has been happening with you in the last 5 years?
Man, oh man, a lot. a lot of touring, a lot of changes, man, both professionally and personally, and enjoying it. And I think, you know, it's been a busy 5 years. We were talking about, and it's been 4 years since we put a record out, and we were talking about it the other day, and I was like, how has it been 4 years since we put a record out? What happened to those 4 years of my life?
Right. I mean, when you guys were touring all the time, I imagine you never thought there would be a time when there would be 4 years, because it seemed like the formula was tour, 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 put a new album out, tour, 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 put a new album out. Now you had 4 years of not putting a record out. Kind of had to be refreshing in a way, though, right?
It was, in a way, but we still toured about half the time, and we put the greatest hits out a couple of years ago, and a couple of new songs on it and stuff, you know, but we toured off it for a while, and then we went on a year-long acoustic tour. And it just, time gets away from you, man. You get out on the road for a while, and it's like, dang, I haven't been home in, hey, it's been 3 months.
Wow. I can't imagine what that's like. What, the moment you walk in the door, like, from being on tour, what's the first thing, other than obviously greeting everybody and reintroducing yourself, what's the first thing you do, Brad?
When I come home from tour?
Yeah.
Or when I get out on tour?
When you go home.
When I come home on tour, I usually, my dog's there waiting on me, and my wife's there waiting on me, and normally I just find a really comfortable spot and just sit down for a minute. It's always, because it's surreal coming out, because you get out here and you're in like your little quote unquote, I guess, little rock star bubble or whatever you want to call it, you know, and you have people go get your food and do this to you and tell you when you need to be somewhere and all this stuff. And, you know, you go through the kind of the rhythm every day of the same thing. And then you get home and you're like, oh, wait, I'm a husband and a person, and I have to mow the grass today.
Kind of sucks in a way, but I guess it helps keep you grounded as well, right?
Absolutely, man. You know, we've been very fortunate to have got to do this for the last 15 years and to get out here and live in a dream, you know, but it is always very, very nice to go home and kiss my wife and just be normal, you know. I don't consider myself a rock star in any way, you know. I just got it, was blessed enough to get to play in a band for a living and to go home and just be a regular old dude is what it's all about.
No doubt about it. We're speaking with Brad Arnold, frontman for Three Doors Down. How long have you been married to your wife, first of all? And secondly, to what do you attribute keeping it afloat in a world where I'm sure temptation lurks around every backstage door?
Well, I've been married for 5 years again, but we've known each other since we were, I mean, I've known her since she was 3 years old. We grew up in the same little hometown, and she actually moved away when we were kids and grew up in a different part of the state down in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. But I was married for a while before, my best friend is her first cousin, and he got married about the same time as I did and got divorced about the same time I did, and they're down in Mississippi, and Jen was actually bringing one of her friends down to go out on a date with Justin, and they didn't want to go together, so we went on a double date and just kind of hit it off, and it was like it was almost like she'd never left, and she's real, and she's the sweetest girl, and she's a cowgirl. She races horses, and that's what we do when we're at home is race horses, and nothing or no one could ever replace her, I think after doing it for so long and being out here, it's the temptation's not even there, you know. It's just, you don't even, it's like the last thing on our mind, honestly. When I get off stage, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for my after show food. Where's my pizza at, man? I'm hungry.
I would imagine the perks of a rock star somewhat metamorphosize a little bit once you get into your 30s and 40s and you realize you're not looking to chase a piece of tail around. You're just looking for a nice meal and a nice bed.
Absolutely. Can I have my hamburger and a Miller Lite, please?
We're speaking with Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down. They are playing with Seether on the 22nd of July right here in beautiful Clearwater, St. Pete. It will be, of course, at the beautiful venue, the Ruth Eckert Hall. You've played there before, right?
We have. I think it's been a little while since we played there. But, yeah, man, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to getting back down to Florida, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a pitch-perfect room, and you guys, man, I'll tell you, I can't wait to see you guys there. I saw Eddie Vedder do a couple of solo shows there. Who would you pay money to go see now? Like, you've been in the game for a long time now. I'd imagine it'd have to be a pretty special performer to get you to plunk down money for a ticket, but if you had to, who would you pay money to go see in concert?
Oh, man, I don't know. Thank God I don't really have to buy concert tickets anymore. Probably, you know, I don't really know, man. I'd always pay to see Metallica or Megadeth, something like that, man. That's my kind of rock and roll. But I'm gonna get on the lawnmower and ride and listen to headphones. It's probably gonna be some Megadeth, some old school like that, man. I'd still pay to see those guys any day.
Absolutely. Would you ever want to work with a rapper? I know that it's a big crossover genre right now, whether it's country or roots rock or whatever, with hip hop. Are there any rappers in the game that you could see yourself doing a collaboration with?
You know, I'd be open to do something like that if the situation was right, I guess. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, I don't think I could name a current rapper. I seriously couldn't. That's probably about the only kind of music I don't listen to. I would probably be more inclined to do a collaboration with a country artist than I would a rapper. But I don't know.
I got you, man. I see here that you recently filmed an edition of Celebrity Motorhomes. How'd that go?
Oh, it was cool, man. They came out to the house and shot the bus and stuff. And I just moved to a 53-acre farm outside of Nashville. And so I had plenty of room out there. And we brought the bus and brought my horse trailer out and all out there and set it up. And they've done a good shoot, man. I'm looking forward to seeing that on TV. I don't really know when it airs yet, but maybe they make it look cool.
53 acres. My God, what do you do with all that land, dude?
Well, like I said, my wife races horses, so it's got a 17,000 square foot arena on it that she can ride inside. So whether she's raining or snowing or hot as the devil or anything, she can get in there and ride. And in the front, like 25 acres of it is like pasture and stuff for the horses. And in the back, like 30 acres or so is woods and pastures. It's not like really thicket woods, but it's just a ton of trails back there, man. And I just stay on my four wheeler. Actually, you know, honestly, I stay on my lawnmower a lot because there's a lot of stinking grass to cut.
That sounds like it, man. That sounds like a little piece of heaven. You might want to consider doomsday prepping. So in case the zombie apocalypse happens, you don't have to leave your property.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. And then back in the back of it, it's like, you know, you're getting kind of in the Smoky Mountains and stuff through there in middle Tennessee there. And so like the back 10 acres of it just turns into stone. It's not like rocky soil. It's like rock. And being from South Mississippi, I mean, our dirt's just like you guys down in Florida. I mean, you dig a hole a foot deep, it fills up with water.
Right.
You know? But in Tennessee, it's not like that. It just turns into stone back there, man. And there's little caves and all kind of stuff. I was like, man, I can stash all kind of stuff back here. Awesome.
You can raise some cows and grow your own mushrooms, too, if you were so inclined.
I have a big mulch pile that we dump all the horse shavings and stuff in back there. And I was looking at some the other day, they were growing right there, and I was like, I wonder if that's those kind of mushrooms.
Well, that's a game you want to be very careful playing, Brad. You don't want to lose that one.
Absolutely. Oh, dude, there ain't no danger of me experiment. No, my brain couldn't make that.
No, not as we get a little bit older, that's for sure. Well, listen, check him out on the Twitter. He's at Brad3DD for Brad Three Doors Down. It is Three Doors Down coming with Seether. Now, who had the idea to hook up with those guys? Was it them? Was it you? Was it a mutual thing?
I think it was a mutual thing, but I think we asked those guys initially, and they were coming out with us again. And we've done a lot of tours with Seether in the past and done some good European tours with those guys. And they're really good friends of ours and a great bunch of dudes, man. I'm really looking forward to being out with them. And because we always have fun with those guys.
Excellent, man. I tell you, you're one of those guys who nobody has a bad word to say about, whether it's radio people or rock people. When your name comes up, everybody's got a smile on their face and talks about what a great dude you are. You ever had a negative run-in with anybody in the music industry? And would you care to mention whom?
Not too much. And I appreciate everybody saying that about me. That makes me feel good.
It's true.
But I guess not too much, man. You know, most guys out here on the road, it's like a big family. You know, I probably have maybe one band that I like, maybe less than some others. But but we'll leave them out of it.
I like your style. It is July 22nd right here at Ruth Eckert Hall, 7:30 p.m., three doors down, and see, they're great tickets still available. Brad, looking forward to seeing you when you get in town. Couldn't be happier for your success, man. You totally deserve it, and I wish you continued success,
thank
my brother.
You. Thank you so much, man. We look forward to seeing you guys.
Can't wait, man. Look forward to it. Be good.
Awesome.
And now on 102.5 The Bone, it's Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. Dude, he couldn't be a nicer guy.
I'm really surprised there's actually a celebrity motorhome show and he took part.
Well, you know, Drew's research team can find all the hard-hitting facts
that
for a good
true.
Interview.
Very true.
I just set my DVR now.
The guy couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yeah, I've met him before. He was nice. It was like a meet and greet situation, but he was really cool. All the fans were walking through.
No one's going to call him a dick in the lobby.
No.
I got to take a page out of Brad Arnold's book. Maybe just that hecky darn kind of disposition's the way to go.
Be like Brad.
Be like Brad.
You should have asked him how to be a nicer guy.
Damn it, I really should have.
Maybe it helps selling millions of records.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt. That's a great song.
A guy sent me a tweet that said, I bet Brad Arnold was real happy to hear you lump his band in with Nickelback. And I said, yeah, it sucks being lumped in with bands who have sold millions of records from the early 2000s.
Hey, pretend you're Teddy and I'll pretend I'm Brad Arnold walking to the building.
Okay.
Just a good old boy coming in the building.
Are you Drew or Brad?
I'm Brad Arnold.
Oh, you're Brad. Okay. And
yeah.
I'm Teddy?
Yeah.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, what's going on, man? Who are you?
Hey, dude, I'm Teddy.
Teddy, what's up, my man?
Great to meet you.
Oh, great to meet you, too. You a fan of the band?
I love the band, dude.
Thanks. What's your favorite song that we do?
Dude, I don't even know. I just love them all. I just know them by numbers.
That's cool.
Because I got the CD in my truck.
Oh, great. Would you like to go down to your van so that I can autograph it for you, and then you can duct tape me and throw me in a body of water somewhere?
You got the duct tape?
Sure, man.
How heavy are you?
I'd say about $190 soaking wet.
Can you throw yourself in the van?
Dude, I would do anything for you. You're a fan of mine.
You're a hell of a guy.
You're a hell of a guy, Teddy.
Can you write a song about me?
I sure will. It's called That Smelly Creep in the White Van Go Rape Somebody.
Oh, that's a hit.
What's up, John? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
It's actually Johnny.
Hi.
Hey, but...
Man, can I ask you a question, young man?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 14, sir.
Yeah. You like the show?
Yes, I love the show. I love you. I love you, Drew.
All right. I'm not mad at you or anything. I just wonder why we'd be speaking to a 14-year-old.
Do your friends like the show, too? Is it popular?
Yes, they love the show, too.
Do they love the whole station or just the show?
They love the show. Just the show, and they also love the Mike out the show.
All right. Good.
God, that's crazy.
14. My son listens and he's 12, I guess.
How'd you find out about the show?
Well, I was just sitting there with my dad in his car, and we also saw advertisement, and then... I was just listening later on in the afternoon and stuff, and I've been listening to you guys for 3 years straight.
Damn.
And
thank you. The Billboards
are like the best ever.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Where do you go to school?
I used to go to Charles S. Rushi, now I'm going to Sun Lake.
What grade?
I'm going to ninth grade, sir.
All right.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, to be honest, I kind of want to go into the military and then also go on as an officer, but first I want to go into college and get through all that, or I either want to become a police officer.
Are you calling on a cell phone or a landline?
Landline, sir.
Yeah, God, this
sounds great.
This kid is amazing.
That's all it took for you.
A landline. I love that.
You going to any camps this summer, young man?
No, sir. Right. I wanted to go to church camp, but, you know.
All right.
You want to come to radio camp?
Yes, sir. Hell yeah.
All right. I just invented it. $99.95 will give you the best day of your life.
Okay. I have like $20 on me. Oh. You got change?
No, yeah, we'll take it.
No, we're negotiable with our rates.
Yes, sir.
Are your parents at home during the day, or do you just sit around doing nothing and then call us?
Usually my parents, they're usually home at the day, but my dad works at night, and my mom, she does stuff.
You got a girlfriend?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You on Snapchat?
Say that again, sir?
Are you on Snapchat?
Not at the moment. My phone got stolen like 2 months ago.
Good.
Oh, okay. Dad works at night. What does he do?
It's stuff. I kind of don't want to tell.
Okay. All right. All right.
It goes with the law.
Okay. I respect that. Good. Well, you sound like an honorable, respectful young man.
You say it goes against the law?
No, it goes with the law. Like his dad.
It goes with the law.
Oh, okay.
Law enforcement.
I like this guy.
Me too. What did you call for, young man?
Well, I'm punching an animal, sir.
Oh, okay. What type of animal have you punched?
A dog.
Aww.
Why'd you punch a dog, Johnny?
Well, the thing was that I was playing with my dog, and what happened is he got a little bit too aggressive, because once you play with the dog too hard, he just starts biting back, and you know they just start getting rougher and rougher, and he bit my thigh, and he wouldn't let go, so I had to fight him, so I punched him right in the nose, and he just looked at me innocent.
Aww. Did he ever bite your thigh again?
Yes, plenty of times.
Okay.
Listen. He's also bit my thighs.
Oh, this is getting to weird territory here.
No, not for me.
Is your mom there right now, or is she away?
She's away at the moment, but they allow me to listen to the show. They know this. My dad listens to it. My mom listens to it. My older brother listens to it.
All right, shout out.
Pretty much almost everybody in my family listens to it.
Thank you.
Does your dad ever say anything bad about Drew Garabo?
No.
Good.
Is your mom hot?
He did call you a dumb dick once because he heard you say something, but it was like a year ago.
All right.
You were a dumb dick back then.
I was. I've since reformed.
Yes, he's a bag of dicks. Sometimes.
I dumped that one.
And we're good. Because I was going to say, we have some concert tickets, but it's nothing you'd want to go to. It's probably stuff that your mom would want to attend.
Well, what kind of concert tickets? I was listening to 102.5 The Bone earlier.
That's us.
Mm.
Well, The Fix.
I'll love to come visit you guys at the station, but you know.
That'd be great. Bring your $20.
The Fix, Incubus and the Deftones, Sublime with Rome, and Billy Idol.
I have no clue who the hell you're talking about, but okay.
Should we phone his mom?
Yeah. Can we call your mom?
No, sir.
Okay. See you later, Johnny.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa. No.
What, are you going to cut him off because we can't phone his mom? Let's see what else we can do.
What else do you want to do?
Well, I want to give him the right tickets. I'm trying to get a feel. It's either the Incubus and Deftones or Billy Idol. I'm sure his parents would love either or.
I think he needs to get his permission slip signed. We need parental consent.
Well, what if I come over there and pay you guys $20?
That doesn't sound right to me.
No, it's getting weird.
Hold on.
Will you let your dog bite your thigh in front of us?
Jeez.
Yes.
Johnny, you're awesome, man. Thanks for calling. Call sometime.
I live for LOD.
Thank you.
Give the kid some tickets.
He can't. He's
14.
He can't
give us
win.
His parents' information, and then they can come pick him up.
Do you know your parents' information?
Yes, I do, but mm-hmm. Hold on. May I speak to Kayla, if it's cool with you guys, and I can give you my information?
All right, but no, you know what I mean when you're talking to Kayla.
Run some game.
Keep your hands.
No, sir, I'm pretty straightforward. I keep all my stuff straightforward.
All right, just keep your hands away from your bathing suit zone while you're talking to Kayla, okay?
Okay. Right,
thank you.
Well, unless she wants it.
All right, Johnny, hold on.
Kayla, do you want it?
Hold on one second. Kayla, do you want it? Let's clarify.
No, I'm good, thank you.
She does not want it, Johnny. No,
She sounds very, very full of dignity.
Well,
no means no, Johnny. Hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That's like Festival Tucker Jr. The kids, they love the show.
Man, I'll take 10 teddies for every one, Johnny, that we get.
What it do, my peeps? Are you still listening? I sure hope you are. Here's the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day.
That's pretty funny that Spice is talking to Corey Taylor tonight from Slipknot. You know why that's funny? Because guess who's on our phone right now? Corey Taylor from Slipknot and Stone Sour. What's up, Corey? How are you?
For a split second, I thought I was way too early. And I was like, well, what am I doing on the phone now?
We're going to make you hold for 7.5 hours. If you could just hold on for us and listen to the station on the phone, that'd be great so Spice can interview you.
Well, you know, I mean, as long as I can eat and scratch my ass, it should be okay.
Hey, I do it. Why shouldn't you? No, listen, the reason you've got double exposure on the station today is because I talked to you before over when I was on 97X in the morning. And quite frankly, while I admittedly am not a huge Slipknot guy, you're a bright guy and I enjoy speaking with you. And I have a great deal of respect for the way you speak and carry yourself, as well as your artistic talent, which, again, might not be in my wheelhouse, but a lot of people love you as number 8 and love your work with Stone Sour. Plus, you got a book out, so I thought we'd spend some time together. Let's talk about this literary effort of yours, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Heaven.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially, it's a book about the various experiences that I've had with ghosts and the paranormal, and me kind of trying to make sense of it from a fairly unique standpoint, because a lot of the answers that are available out there, I've just never been happy with. So it's me basically trying to come at it from a more scientific point of view and figure out if there's more a more realistic explanation.
And that's good, because I hate when, as someone who obviously believes in extraterrestrial life out there, which I think you're a moron if you don't, it really does not do much for the pro-UFO crowd whenever there's a sighting and they cart out some slack-jawed troglodyte from Birmingham, Alabama to go, yep, I was up making moonshine in my still, and next thing you know, there's pretty lights up in the sky. When you get a bright guy like you talking about it, though, Corey, I think it lends a lot of credence to the fact that, no, let me ask you this, are there aliens among us right now walking on the planet with us?
I mean, there could be. I mean, you never know. You know, I mean, and I happen to agree. You know, I mean, there's, if you deny the existence of life beyond this planet, then you're basically kind of locking yourself in a closet intellectually.
Sure.
You know? But, you know, I mean, there very well could be. I mean, you know, it could, you know, the codes for it could be in our own DNA and people don't even know it, you know. So, you know, it's common sense at this point. You know, technology has allowed us to discover the fact that there is, you know, there are water molecules on all these different planets. Whether we could exist there or not is not the point. It's about other forms of life being able to exist on these different planets, and I think that's what people forget.
I think it is, too. And how embarrassing is it, Corey Taylor, to think about if aliens are monitoring us right now and they're looking at what we're looking at and looking at our consumption as far as pop culture goes, how embarrassing is it for humanity for them to see the things that most Americans are watching and consuming right now?
I mean, honestly, that's kind of a good reason why they wouldn't want to come and see us, to be honest. They look at us and they go, "Oh, Real Housewives is on again. Great. You know what? We're gonna swing over to Jupiter for a little bit and just wait for you guys to figure it out, because you guys are ridiculous."
Yeah, and we are too. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a guy who can appreciate the guilty pleasures of this world. I mean, Sharknado was on last night, and I watched it for the third time. Please tell me that you've seen this Come on.
I still haven't seen it. I'm freaking out. I need to see it. I even want to enter the contest. There's a contest right now where you can come up with the subtitle for the sequel that they're working on.
Oh.
And I've got so many ridiculous subtitles, dude. It's not even funny.
Oh, well, look, it's about New York. I've already submitted Sharknado to Take a Bite Out of the Big Apple. I've already come up with the go ahead, tell me. Hit me, please.
I've got Sharknado 2, Shark Harder.
That's good. I love that. Hey, what about the, you know how pornos always do a parody of like popular movies? What about Sharknanal, Chum in My Mouth?
You know what? That's a great idea.
Right.
And I hate to admit it, but that there's something about that works on so many different levels.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're not the only creative and artistic genius here. We're talking to Corey
Taylor. Yeah, there you go.
We're talking to Corey Taylor. His book, is it in stores now? Is it something we can get on Amazon.com? When can we get our hands on this wonderful literary effort of yours, Corey?
It is absolutely in stores right now. Came out July 16th. You can get it at all the different bookstores, mom and pop shops, Barnes and Noble, Amazon.com if you're a complete shut-in. Yeah, I mean, you can get it everywhere.
It's called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Heaven. We spoke with Alan Jorgensen last week, and I read his book. He had some nice things to say about you in that book, and what an interesting interview he is, to say the very least. You've had some personal dealings with the man, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've hung out with Al quite a few times, and he's a he is definitely one of God's own prototypes, let's put it that way. He can be the most generous, amazing, eloquent dudes to talk to, and then you turn around in the same day and he is a complete maniac. You know, he's one of those dudes that you kind of have to wait 5 minutes to see if you're happy to see him or not, you know.
I don't like people like that very much, but from a radio interview perspective, it was truly phenomenal. And being a fan of Ministry like anybody was growing up, who had half a sense about good music, it was a pleasure to speak with him. But I will say I enjoyed this conversation with you a lot more, because I feel like there was a lot better interaction and maybe a few more synapses and neurons firing than there was with good old Uncle Al.
Well, you know, I mean, one man's genius is another man's crazy man, you know, so there you go.
True words were never spoken. Corey, I appreciate your time. The book is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Heaven. Good luck with your work in the future, whether it's literary, musical, cinematic, or otherwise. Always great to catch up with you, and I look forward to doing it again, Corey.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, buddy. I mean, I'll interview him every time he's available. Again, not a Slipknot fan at all, but I will talk to that guy every single time he's available.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.